from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of the holidays as a spiritual workout. There is a Rebbe in Israel who passed away just a few years ago. His name was Rabbi Leibel Mintzberg, and he was the head of Masmidim community. And he wrote a book about Chagim, wrote a book about the 3 weeks. And there he describes the following theory, that basically the holidays form one whole of a spiritual workout to create the ideal individual who can then elevate and sanctify all of their emotions. A person possesses many emotions, and they're all godly. They're all something God wants us to have. In fact, God, of course, doesn't have emotions, but God wants us to reflect the kivyachol, the emotions that we associate with God, love, kindness, compassion, and even a bad emotion such as anger, which some would say is a negative emotion, you can direct your anger at a wicked person. So even anger, you can take that and do something, whether you can shecht an animal, do a mitzvah to slaughter an animal. Every emotion has its place. But there are certain times of the year that are more focused on that particular thing. Rabbi Rosenzweig, my mechudin, also said something similar, that there are many themes which are year-long themes, but we focus on them particularly at certain times of the year. So what is the workout for each particular time of year? Right now we're in Elul. Elul could be described as a time of fear. They say that in Europe, even the fish would sitta, fish would tremble because they knew that Rosh Hashanah was coming. But it's also a time of love. Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, the acrostic of Elul this month before Rosh Hashanah, is I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. There is a loving relationship we have with God, and it's reflected in this time of closeness. Others may wait till Rosh Hashanah to get close with God, but we're closer with God. So we get to be close with God even here in Elul, and that shows our great love for God. Rabbi Mintzberg would argue also that it's a time to get ready to be remembered for the good. On Rosh Hashanah, we'll be remembered by God, and now it's a time to be remembered for the good. Rosh Hashanah is a time when we do focus on awe. Now, in America, we don't like to be in awe of anybody. We like to, everyone's democratic and everyone's the same. But truth is, there's something to be said for teacher, mentor, parent, uncle, and grandparent, that you're in awe of them. You have respect and reverence for them. And Rosh Hashanah is a time of reverence. Yom Kippur, however, is very different. It may seem similar, but it's not. Yom Kippur is a time to focus. It's Rachmanis, the mercy of God, that he's going to forgive us. That's the focus on that time. Sukkot, of course, is a time for either to worship God out of joy or to experience worship through love of God and not the fear of God. So we focus on a different element of the worship of God. What's Hanukkah? Now, Hanukkah is also part of the workout. Don't think that the rabbinic holidays somehow are not part of the spiritual workout. It was ordained by God, by the rabbis, and by providence, that eventually there would be a Hanukkah, and it would be a time of rededication, to rededicate yourself again, to get that spiritual workup going. If you're slacking off, kindle yourself up. Or maybe it's a time of splendor. One of the attributes of God is splendor, hod. It's a time to focus on spiritual beauty and what that is, as opposed to Greek beauty, which is more physical and bodily beauty. Purim is a time maybe to accept the Torah. Maybe it's a time to understand the absurdity of life. It's also an important thing, to laugh at the absurdity of life, as we do on Purim. Pesach, says Rabbi Mintzberg, is a time to focus on our chosenness. God chose us and took us out of Egypt. Shavuot, time to focus on Torah. It's always a time to focus on Torah, particularly on Shavuos. The 3 weeks are a time when we focus on the destruction of a temple. Really, if you're really pious, every night you wake up in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning, and you cry over the temple. For most of us, we just focus during those 3 weeks, particularly over the destruction of a temple, when we really get into it the way we should get into it every day. But it's during those 3 weeks that we focus on this idea. On Rosh Hashanah, You learn to stand before God. Well, we always stand before God. Every time you pray, you stand before God. But on Rosh Hashanah, the whole day is to stand before God. We're preparing ourselves for a month before Rosh Hashanah. So when we stand on Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be standing ready to stand before God in his presence. And that's a very important thing. I heard a thought from a rabbi of mine. Appreciate it very much. He said that Yom Kippur is a time when you're not what you consume. You know, how much did you eat today? How many cars did you buy today? How many dresses did you buy today? How many fancy suits did you buy? You're not what you consume. You don't consume anything. Nobody consumes anything. And on Shabbos, you are not what you do. You meet someone, you say, hey, what do? Shabbos is not a time for that. It's a spiritual workout. Shabbos is also a spiritual workout, a time to focus on the spirit rather than the physical, rather than work. It's time maybe to focus on Torah. The Ibn Ezra believes you have extra wisdom on that day. Or maybe a time not to focus on the petition of God, but on the praise of God. It's more Shiel Yom HaShabbat. It's a time for the praise of God. But then we have to do it again. When it's all over, you start all over again. Why do you do it again? I was talking to a group of women about it, and our sister at luncheon, and sister at luncheon is in memory of Mina Gittel Baschana, Linda Jaffrey, our good friend, neighbor, outstanding volunteer, amazing mother, wife, and community leader, organizer, Linda Jaffrey. And we were talking about it. We said, you know, you have to do it again. You do it again out of a sense of comfort and routine. Oh, here we are again. It's Rosh Hashanah. Life is tough. In a few months, if I just hang in there, it's going to be Pesach again. It'll be all right. You do it again because a spiritual workout requires, you got to keep in shape. You got to do it again. You were focused on the awe of God. You got to get back to the awe again. You forgot the awe. You forgot the joy. You got to get back. You got to dance on Simchas Torah. I did it already last year. Sometimes you get older, start the years run one into the other, and you say, I feel like I was just dancing last year on Simchas Torah. You got to do it again. Otherwise, you lose your spiritual tone. You got to stay good tone, good shape all year round. So we got to do it again. So we do this, and then we do it again. We do it again. It's a spiritual workout. It's the formula for, as Rabbi Mintzberg says, to create the ideal individual who's in touch with all the different feelings and emotions it's supposed to have in an elevated kind of way. And we need time to focus on each one on different occasions. The sadness of the Churban during the summer, the joy of life, harvest, and bounty on Sukkot, and everything in the middle throughout the year. We have a special time for it. Let's hope that this year we'll do well on our spiritual workout, we'll get good grades on our workout, and we will indeed be moving closer to perfecting ourselves the way a good workout is meant to do. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar Beth Amith Congregation for our discussion of spiritual workout. Join us each week for the discussion of the holidays, Parsha, and the how-to videos as well. Thank you very much. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.